she's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Okay, if you have a question or anything like that, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? Okay. One of the things I'd like to make you aware of is when you buy a vehicle, especially a used car, on the mainland, register it there in your name before you bring it to Hawaii. The Outer Islands is easier, but on Oahu, it's next to impossible to get it registered in your name. They ask you for all kind of stuff, documents and you know, it's just about impossible. I had that problem a long time ago, bringing in a 1969 Chevelle. They wanted me to go back to California to get it notarized and then bring it back to them. Can you believe that? That's why I'm saying to register it in your name before you come to Hawaii. That way, they will just switch it to the Hawaiian registration. No problem. But the way I got this one done is I went to the Outer Islands. And they changed the registration for me, no problem. Why is it only on Oahu we have this kind of problem? And why is it only on Oahu we have what is called reconstruction permit? If you modify the car by chopping the roof down, making it a convertible, stretching it out, whatever, changing the looks of the car requires what is called a reconstruction permit. What for? Okay? That is not necessary. But they have it. And a lot of those inspectors are not honest. People go in because they change their muffler to a high-performance muffler, thinking, okay, now I need a reconstruction permit. No, you don't. You don't need a reconstruction permit for that. They change the engine from a six-cylinder to a V8. They go in for a reconstruction permit. That's not necessary. That's not in the laws. Okay? I know that for a fact, because I was one of them that helped change the law on the reconstruction permit. Now, if the reconstruction permit is to check for safety of the vehicle, why isn't it enforced on the Outer Islands? They dropped it. And their excuse, the legislature's excuse, is they don't have enough population there, so they don't need it. You know, folks, how many cars, unsafe cars, does it take to kill people if it's unsafe? If this is all about really safety, okay? Now you got to spend money to bring it up. And talking about spending money, the city has, I don't know how many ambulances with broken engines because of low octane, folks. Well, who's listening? The only time you're going to listen is when you got a call for ambulance to come and you wonder, why is it taking so long? Well, half the fleet has broken engines. And it's going to go more and more. When is the mayor going to wake up and say, well, we only got 3 ambulances left. I think it's time to fix the ambulance. But anyway, that's my take. You decide. If you need your windows tinted on your car, call Pro Tint Hawaii. Pro Tint Hawaii does excellent work. And they have now a new tint. Okay, I don't know if you call it tint because it's clear. Absolutely clear. But takes away heat better than any tint out there now. Call Pro Tint Hawaii. 341-9798. 341-9798. Pro Tint Hawaii. Okay? The other issue I wanted to bring out. I'm sorry. I'm just getting down on these politicians. This is my day today. Seat belts. Is it for safety? Talk to any physical therapist. The safety belt, if it's crisscross across your body, yes, it's safe. But if it's only going one side, no, because you get a head-on collision, the right shoulder will move forward and twist your spine. Okay? Check with NHRA, IHRA, NASCAR, all the racing organizations. They do not look at the safety belt as safety. You have to use their safety belts that they recommend. And those are safe. Now, talking about safety belts. The government has no right to make laws that protects you, okay? They can make laws that protects other people. If it's just you, they cannot make a law like that. That's one. Number two, the vehicles, the automobiles, are now classified as dwellings. Dwellings. Okay? It's ever since the hippies came along and lived in the car. So they changed it from car to dwelling. And that's why when you're pulled over by a policeman, he never sticks his hand into your window. He stands outside and he says, registration and insurance, please.
So somebody out there, they get stopped by the policeman, do a test.
Yeah.
Hand it to him inside your car.
He won't stick his hand in because they're instructed not to stick their hand in your car. Okay? And in the old days, they yanked the door open too. They don't do that anymore. Okay? Because it's classified as a dwelling. Now, what I'm getting at is, since when can the government make laws about what you do in your dwelling? Okay? I mean, if you want to be driving down the road naked, you're in your dwelling. They can't tell you, hey, lady, you got to put on clothes in your house. No. That's in your dwelling. So those two issues make seatbelts illegal to be enforced. Okay? Drunk driving? Yes. Because you endanger other people. Insurance? Yes. Because you endanger other people. If you're endangering other people than yourself, yes, they can make a law. Okay? So, anyway, look it up. Check it out. I recommend rotating your tires 6 to 8,000 miles. Every 6 to 8,000 miles, rotate your tires. That doesn't mean your tire is spinning, so it's rotating. You move the front to the back, back to the front. Not crisscross. Straight in line, left side for left side, right side for right side.
Why do you do it that way?
Because ever since they came out with steel belted tires, and they're all steel belted, they're all pushed in one direction. And when you move it from the right to the left, you're moving the steel belt in another direction. It's bending in another direction because of the rotation of the tire. So the tire companies the tire manufacturers don't put it out in a bulletin, but it's out there. Not recommended. In the old days, when it was just nylon cord or whatever inside and no steel belt, yes, you can crisscross it. No problem. Okay? Like steel, you can't move it back and forth. It'll start to break. So, but a lot of tire companies don't know about this and they do crisscross it. That's wrong. Another thing tire companies do is put your tire pressure at 32 or 35 pounds. That's wrong. Okay? That's old theory.
So what are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to look at the sidewalls of your tire. It has recommended tire pressure. And the new technology on tires, okay, the new technology is the tread width is the same width as the wheel width. In other words, the rim. If the rim is 6 inches wide, then the tread width should be 6 inches wide. In the old days, it was different. The wheel was maybe 4 inches. And the tread width was 5. And back then, yeah, it was 32 pounds or 35 pounds. But now that it's new technology, it's higher. The lowest I've seen is 44. Okay? The higher air pressure, number one, is better control at high speeds. Number two, better gas mileage. Number three, longer tire life. I mean, go to the tire shops like Lex Brody and look at all the old tires that they're dumping. It's the outer threads that's worn out, not the middle. It's the outer thread. And that is because of low tire pressure. Okay? If you fill it to the right tire pressure, the thread will wear evenly right across. So, anyway, it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net. Spelled enviroclean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, you don't usually get me upset, but I'm telling you, today you crossed the line. You just went too far. Suggesting people can drive in their car naked is not going to work for me.
Okay, Bob.
He had you scared there. You and Wanda were like, uh-oh, what's he going to say? I'm sitting there thinking about all the things I see when I'm driving, and then you added naked to it. I'm going, I'm turning my license in. That's it.
It was just a suggestion.
But you know what
example.
Happens? You say it. Now, you see, this is the funny thing about people. When you say something good, they ignore you. Right? Like
yep.
You say, oh, do your homework, blah,
yep.
blah, blah. Nobody listens to you. Oh, you know what? Go to the store and get a bunch of candy and stuff. They can't wait to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it out there. I'm marking this down on the calendar. And you're laughing. I tell you, we see crazy stuff out there.
I believe you, Bob.
And I just started thinking, oh, great.
Now they're going to do that.
House. But you know, and in an ending, you know that's one of the reasons why people drive crazy. Because they get in the car and they feel like they're in their living room. Like, you know, it's their little world.
They do what they feel like.
Right, because I always tell people this, if you were in the supermarket and people act like they drive their cars, like you're standing in line, they just walk to the front of the line and wave their arm and then go in front of you.
They do that.
There would be fights, but I'm saying in the car they do that. If you did that, you know, imagine walking into a store and doing that.
I seen that.
Oh, wow.
The guy there said, hey, there's a line here. But the guy that cut in line ignored him.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. See, I know. Now you're bringing up another memory I shouldn't have. Well, anyway, I want to wish everybody a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And, one last thing, too. When you go through the roadblocks like I went through last night, dim your headlights and turn your inside lights on. And be polite, because I'm telling you, with these police getting shot and stuff, and I'm not saying it's going to happen here, but everybody's on edge. So you got to keep that in the back of your mind.
Oh, yeah. Like, they got to deal with all these crazy drivers.
I know, really. So you don't want to be the crazy driver. So be respectful. Turn the lights on so they can see you. Turn your headlights off so they can look inside. You're not hiding anything. If your windows are tinted, roll down the window. You know, why make it, why do you make them want to, you know, interact with you?
Mm-hmm.
Drive through and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell you this, though, having a Toyota minivan, big plus for the roadblock.
Why is that?
Oh, no. Huh?
Why is that? Why is that?
It's a Toyota minivan. I'm a family guy.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, if you were to get stopped at the roadblock, drive up in a Honda Civic with a big muffler on it, the, you know, lower, fat tires, can't drive over two pebbles without stopping. And now that I've made everybody mad, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, Celine Steve got pulled over on H1. Well, they was trying to pull him over down by Fort Shafter and for DUI. They threw on the blue lights, flashing behind him, So he went on and tried to look for a place to pull over. Well, the policeman in the back didn't know that, and he was getting upset. So finally, he pulls over, finds a spot, and the policeman comes up to him and tells him about his papers and stuff, give him his papers, and he said, would you step out of the car? So he steps out of the car. He's wondering why he's being pulled over. And the policeman said, because you weaved back there. And Steve said, yeah, I dodged the pothole. So anyway, he went through the whole rigmarole of drunk driver tests. Well, Steve's friend go past and see him going through the drunk driver tests. And everybody is cracking up because Steve don't drink. So when he told me that, I told him, well, why didn't you make like you're drunk? He didn't want to do that because then he'd be arrested. So, anyway.
Taunting them.
Anyway.
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Josh. I have a 93 Camry, four cylinder. I replaced the head gasket about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently, it radiated a lot of coolant.
Mm-hmm.
So opened the cap and then start it up and it shoot out every so often, you know, like. What I'm calling for is getting old to bend over and remove the head. So is there any off-the-counter bars, cylinder leak that you think might cylinder gasket blown?
There is. That's a good question. Because a lot of people have that problem, end up throwing away the car. Now, there is a chemical made in Germany. It's a two-part chemical. And it fixes it permanently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic. But a mechanic won't tell you that because he want to charge you for removing the cylinder head. But anyway,
yeah,
it's very simple to do.
I can do it, but I'm getting old and lazy, you know. So and Christmas weekend coming up, so I would just do it. So it's, you know, I'm retired, so it's not an everyday car. So if I can hold it off to the beginning of next year, then I'll, you know, take my time.
Mm-hmm. No. Don't go through the trouble. And,
okay.
You know, in the first place, if you did that head job, right, to replace the gasket, Toyota has a silicone, a black silicone. You should coat the head gasket thin, real thin, I mean, super thin, okay, like paint, with that silicone. And then put the head gasket on the block, put the head on, torque it all down, and you will never, ever, ever have a blown head gasket again.
Wow.
That silicone is excellent.
Toyota makes the silicone then? Yeah.
Yes. It's a black silicone, and it is super, super strong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did a cheap way too 5 years ago. I was on the Google, and they always say change the head bolts because it's torque to yield bolts, and
mm-hmm.
it took me lazy and cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tired. So I use the same old bolts like I normally do on regular American car, so I guess that's a no-no, right?
Wrong already.
Yeah, coming to bite me back.
Yeah, well.
As you said, don't go the cheap route.
Go to Napa and check with Napa. I forgot the name of that product.
Chemical.
Ask the counter guys, they know about it. It's a two-part thing. You have to flush out your cooling system, remove all the antifreeze, and then put this stuff in, seal it up, and you're done.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a try.
Yeah. The way it works is the spot that is blown through where the combustion goes through, okay,
mm-hmm.
it heats up that chemical and causes it to seal it. It's like a solder or, you know, like welding. Excellent. It really works.
Okay, Napa has that. Okay, I'll give it a try. I'll go down to Kailo Napa and see what they get.
Yeah, they should have it there. If they don't have, Kalihi has it. But it's a two-part thing. It's not one thing. Not like bar stop leak or anything like that. No. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, George, for your information.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Aloha.
Bye.
And the next person's ears were burning, so he's on now. Celine Steve.
Oh.
Let me add to that story first. Okay. So, he flashes the light because I pull over because I couldn't find, there's no place to pull over that's safe. So I wait till after I pass Puloa, and then I pull over to the side of the road. So then he goes over there, and he's all mad because I didn't stop fast. He got on the loudspeaker and goes, Puloa! So then I pull over to the side of the road. Then he says, to roll on the window. And I did turn on the light because I had to go find my, go in the glove box, get my registration, safety check, and my insurance card, right? And I had my license pulled out and everything else. And he goes, well, I said, oh, did I do something wrong? He says, the reason why I pulled you over is because you did an erratic maneuver. I said, erratic maneuver? Like what? I said, where? By the front of Fort Shafter? He said, yeah. And I said, well, you do know that right when you pass the Spaki Matsunaga sign over there, about maybe 20 feet, there's a pothole. And they always keep filling it in, but it keeps sinking, and there's a pothole. So if you drive that road every day, you know, because it's right, if you stay in the middle of the lane, your tire is going to hit inside the pothole. So I swerve to the right and go around it. So he says, well, do you mind getting out of the car? I said, yeah, no problem. I mean, he says, were you heavy drinking tonight? Nope. Are you on any kind of medication? Nope. He says, why are you coming home so late? And I said, well, I had a meeting that went late, and so, it's about maybe 11 o'clock or so when I was coming home. So then he gives me the whole sobriety test deal. He'll put your feet together, hands to the side, okay, follow the light. Just with your head, just with your eyes, don't move your head, right? I passed the first time, and then he says, no, you seem kind of agitated. And I said, yeah. I said, it's late at night, I'm tired, I want to go home, and you pull me over and I wasn't doing anything wrong. And he says, well, you mind taking it again? I said, yeah, I don't know, one time. So I said, all right, so I do the same thing, I passed. Then he gets a call on the radio, and he says, I have no warrants, no outstanding arrests, no tickets, unpaid tickets, or anything like that, right? The registration, everything is good. So I said, okay, well, Mr. Lowe, you take it easy and going home, right? I said, okay, fine, thank you. So then I turn around, and he's still in the front, and I start walking back. And what do I see? There's like four police cars. It must have been a slow night, because there's four police cars all lined up in the back of his car. And then one of the duty sergeants over there, she comes to my community meetings and gives her a report all the time. She goes, Steve, is it you? And I said, hey, I swear I never do nothing. She starts laughing up at me. She says, yeah, he's a rookie. I said, yeah, I didn't see any stars on his uniform. He says, yeah, he's a rookie. He's with the DUI squad. So at night, during the holiday season, they're going to start. They have this DUI squad that comes on about 10:30 at night, and they go from Pali Highway all the way to Halava, and all they do is patrol the freeway all night long looking for DUI. That's all they do. But, I'm driving my Celine Mustang, right? So everybody in the area knows me. When they come by, I was hoping, well, I hope nobody sees me and Pong Hong so. But anyway, just be careful, be safe. If you're going to have something to drink or whatever during the holiday season, make sure you have somebody to drive, have a designated driver, or, only have one or two, and then drink coffee or soda for the rest of the night. But stay sober, stay good, and hopefully you'll be able to make it to the new year. But anyway, take care. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, bye-bye.
It's break time.
Wow. Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, this voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold him, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Oh, okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Celine Steve back on.
You back again?
Yeah, you know, you got me all wired up, you see. I was supposed to call you to remind you tomorrow morning. At the Mauna Loa High School, the student parking lot, we have the 42nd annual Toys for Tots called Show and Shine.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a food bank drive. So hopefully the weather, according to the weather report, is going to be nice and sunny in the morning. So, you know, if you'd like to see a whole bunch of cars, brand new cars, hot rods,
should be a great day to have a toy collection. You know, we've been doing this for all of the car clubs. We've been get together every year, and we've been doing this for 42 years now. And we've collected a lot of toys for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. And, you know, all of the toys that are collected here on Oahu stay on Oahu, stay in the state of Hawaii. They don't go to any foreign countries or any place else. And then we also have the food bank food drive for the Hawaii Food Bank. And, you know, all of those donations, all of those things stay here in Hawaii to help Hawaii's families. So if you're listeners out there, you know, if you'd like to come out, see a whole bunch of nice cars, you know, talk story with some people, maybe see some old friends there, come on out, and we'll see you tomorrow. So 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock noon at Mauna Loa High School student parking lot.
Where was that?
Mauna Loa High School?
Yeah.
The official address is by the entrance by the fire station.
Oh, so okay.
The address there is 2825 Ala'ilima Street.
Okay.
Okay, so shine up your truck, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, that's something that always comes out very, very successful. Toys for Tots. Lots of toys for the children. Anyway, it's getting to a point where we need to have a camera in the car because people are running red lights like crazy. Just this past couple days, I've seen so many of them. Near collisions. And one was even with a police car. Imagine that. And people, I mean, they don't pay attention. But anyway, we need to pay attention because we don't want anybody killed or injured. Safety check stickers should be done away with. Okay? Because number one is not being done right. Number two is not being enforced. So why have it? The amount we pay, the taxpayers pay, to run administrative costs is out of this world. And not one penny goes to the city or the state. The money you pay for your safety sticker, it doesn't go to that. It goes to the mechanic who's doing it. So if it's not done right and the car is defective and it causes a major accident where people get killed, injured, and whatever, think about that lawsuit. Who are they going to sue? The mechanic don't have that kind of money, so they're going to go for deep pockets, which is the city and the state. But do the politicians care? No, because it's not their money. It's the people's money, the taxpayers. So, 40 states don't have it. Why should we? Let's get rid of it. If you're interested in Dr. Terry Shintani's seminar, he's going to have one coming up. It's called the EES, Easy, Easy Sugar Seminar. It's a very, very interesting seminar, and I recommend it highly. Give Dr. Terry Shintani a call at 628-8184. Oh, excuse me. It's 8784. 628-8784. Okay? So anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Now, when you're buying a used car and you see something wrong with it, now that's the right time to cut the price of that used car. But if you don't find anything wrong and just cut the price, that's not nice, okay? Always highly recommended to bring a good mechanic with you to buy a used car. And make sure the VIN numbers all match the registration. Because there's a lot of cars being stolen today because of that safety sticker. The safety sticker has the VIN number on it. The vehicle identification number is on the lower right-hand corner of the safety sticker. You get the number and take it to any good locksmith and he'll make you a key. And that's how the cars are being stolen today. There is no reason for them to put the VIN number on the safety sticker. That is ridiculous. But does the lawmakers care about it? No. They don't care if your car is stolen. Anyway, just issues to bring out. Okay? On my website, www.georgenita.com, there is something that if you've never been there, never seen it, I would recommend it. Check out Brother Is on my website. It's a really nice song that he plays and talks to the people. Okay? HCDA was on the news the other night about the buildings in Kakaako. Well, let me tell you folks, the HCDA and the state is not following the rules and regulations made up by the original HCDA. And the rules and regulations are still on the books, but nobody's following the rules. Okay? The one about affordable housing. They're grumbling that they cannot put up high-rises with that rule in there. 15% of the units have to be what they call reserve housing. The original wording to that law was kama'aina housing. I'm telling you this because I was involved with HCDA. And we made it that way. Kama'aina housing. Now somebody went up and changed that to reserve housing. Reserve housing, the local people of Hawaii think it's reserved for somebody else and not them. So majority of it is being sold to foreigners. Naturally, they come under the requirements of how much money they have because their money is in a foreign country. It's not here in Hawaii. That is wrong. Okay? Now, they're grumbling that they cannot follow the rules and build a building. Now, if they cannot follow the rules and build a building, then my answer to that is don't build it. Otherwise, how are you going to take care of the local people? Well, that's my take. Anyway, it's break time.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my boy.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. Call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Dennis from Mililani.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello?
Hi, Dennis.
No, David.
Oh, David.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you remember I talked to you about my car was stuck at the dealership, yeah? Remember?
Yeah.
David, with the Mustang Cloud.
Yeah.
You know, finally they released it because they said all of a sudden they couldn't release because of the recalls, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they said they changed the rule. I don't know who changed the rule. They changed the rule just like changing clothes. And then they released the car to me. But the safety check is invalid.
What?
And they let me have it. And the safety check is in October. And I have the car. And I'm driving them around with an old safety check.
Oh, that's wrong.
You know, so frustrating. And then it's been a couple months already. And then they said they would get it for me. But they don't call me. They don't. No concern. I don't know. But I know it's illegal because it's old, the sticker.
Well, that's illegal.
They shouldn't have released it, right?
Right.
But
they're supposed to redo the safety sticker. Everything has to be current before they release the vehicle to you.
Yeah, they told me before they release it, said, oh, it didn't pass safety. So why are they releasing it to me then?
That is so dumb. That's crazy.
But they did it, so you know, I don't know what's happening. One day this rule, the next day it's another rule.
You know, they have to have it safety stickered, everything current before they release any new car. That's a new car, right?
Oh no, this is a used.
Okay, they got new used. They have to make everything current when you're buying from a dealer. Now, if that was private party, yeah, there's nothing.
Right.
But dealers have to make it current.
But they seem like they was going to get it just like the next week. But when they say next week, I guess they mean next year. I don't know. But it seems like safety is not a concern. I don't know.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know because I know that you. I remember you telling me that okay, you know, they cannot release anything as long as it's have to do with safety. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I'd let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Anyway. It's sad that again Kakaako is not following the rules. You know, and the biggest rule that I really get upset about is not taking care of the young people of Hawaii. It's sad. It's really sad. The other one is the sewer drains. All the sewers are supposed to be paid by the developer, the builder of the high-rise, not the taxpayers of Honolulu. The taxpayers of Honolulu don't pay for upgrades and stuff like that just so that you, the private individual, can make money building the building. That's wrong. But if you, the people of Hawaii, allow it, it will keep on going. So, anyway, who do I have next?
We have Bob from Kaimuki.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, George, thanks for your program. That is, you got some really good points. I also wanted to ask if you could tell those people walking at night, especially joggers, dog walkers, bike riders, senior citizens, to wear a white shirt, especially with long sleeves.
Very good.
Reflective vest, and also carry a flashlight.
Yep.
And be ready for all those cars, because nearly got creamed last night in the crosswalk. Somehow, out of nowhere, this speeding car came right around the turn, making a left turn, and nearly hit me. So I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Very good, because I was in the same situation. I had a flashlight, and a car made a left turn and almost ran me and my dog over. I know what you're talking about. It's bad. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so anyway. Folks, slow down and look for people. I mean, you know, what are you going to save? 1 minute? 2 minutes? Big deal. Slow down. Okay? I see so many people using the cell phone and driving. We need the police department to enforce the laws. Okay? Not only for speeding and everything else, but, you know, using the cell phone. So, but anyway, tailgating is bad, and I see it all the time on the freeways. Tailgating, if you think you're that good and your car can stop, that's fine. But let me tell you something about tailgating. The car in the front of you is flipping pebbles off the road into your radiator and into the front of your hood. So if you want to know who tailgates, go look at their hood. If they have chips on the hood, there are tailgaters. Now, if you following back, if you're back about a car or so back, the pebbles won't hit your car. It'll come up in the air and go down under your car. Okay? So, folks, before you let your car to somebody, look at their hood of their car. Look at all four corners of their bumpers. If the bumpers are damaged, if the hood's all nicked up, don't let your car to them. They're tailgaters. And they cut corners without checking. That's how the corners of the bumpers get scraped. So, anyway, just an advice, especially the holiday seasons. Okay? Don't loan your car to people who have damaged vehicles, because they're going to damage yours. Because it's not theirs, they don't care. Anyway, Shell gas is still your best gas, but only at Pa'or, Barataria and McCully, and Kahala. Only those three stations. The rest, I don't know. You're on your own. Those three are the ones that Dean checks all the time, and it is what it is. Okay? So, anyway, if you need any cleaning detergents or stuff to clean your car or to buy Royal Purple Oil, go see Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center is located on Kapilani Boulevard, and he has all kinds of goodies. That's Wanda's favorite store.
Makes life easier.
Yeah, she spends hours in there.
It's easy to, you find all kinds of things to help you clean.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is one fabulous store.
I got a question. You know, if there's a parked car and you're passing by it and then that person swings their door open and you hit it,
mm-hmm.
Who's wrong?
That person. They infringe on your right of way. The person opening the door is the one. You open your door with caution. You don't just swing it open. If you just swing it open and hits a car that's passing, then you're wrong. You got to pay for the damages on that car that's passing, and you're going to be without a door. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just crossing the street. You cross with caution.
Because I see a lot of people do that. Like, they don't care.
Yeah. Until it happens. That's why I say people only care at the funeral when it's too late. Okay? Care before that. Okay, so slow down and don't tailgate. For you people with 4-speed, 5-speed, 6-speed manual transmissions, highly recommended to use automatic transmission fluid in the transmission. The shift is a lot easier, protection a lot better, the trans will last longer. Okay? So, anyway, check your motor oil every time you fill gas. That's full tank gas. I mean, not the ones that fill 5-gallon. Full tank. Check your oil level, because we're finding a lot of people, the oil level is dropping dramatically. Tremendously. Okay. Well, yes, it's coming to the time where we got to sign off. So I'd like to thank all the callers that called in. And don't forget, folks, there's Toys for Tots at the Monoroa High School parking lot tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Okay? Toys for Tots and food drive. So take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.